Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. Slight delay there. I don't know what happened with me, a little push button. It didn't push. Anyway, welcome along. Yes, it is Monday, the 24th of March, and we start off musical birthdays tonight. And Carol Kaye, oh blimey, she was born 1935, so 90 years old this very day, played bass for the group of session musicians that called themselves the Wrecking Crew, or eventually called themselves the Wrecking Crew. But she did play bass on many a great records, including some for Simon Garfunkel, and Bridge Over Troubled Water, which we're about to play. The musicians were all members of the Wrecking Crew, so possibly Carol Kaye played on this.
Oh, if you
Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. In fact, the bass player on Bridge Over Troubled Water was a gentleman by the name of Joe Osborne. But in Carol's memoirs, she reckons she played in or on more than 8,000 tracks, and she reckoned nearer 10,000. But anyway, Carol Kay, still with us. And I don't know if she's still recording as part of the Wrecking Crew or whether she's just enjoying life, retired, whatever. Brilliant career. How 8,000 songs to be one of the musicians being used. Oh, wonderful. Next, we have Nick Lowe. Now, he was born 1949. British rock bassist, it says, singer, songwriter. Well, how about this one? Who remembers I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass?
I love the sound of breaking glass, especially when I'm lonely. I need the noises of destruction when there's nothing new. Oh, nothing new. Sound of breaking glass.
The sound of breaking glass. It's all right as long as you don't cut yourself and you're not vandalizing anywhere. Carry on. And just while that was playing, I was also just checking on Carol Kay, and over 10,000 tracks she played bass on. So a wonderful career, and still with us. Here is a celebration of Dougie Thompson. He was the bass player with Supertramp. How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Song called Bloody Well Right. Yes, wonderful band they were. Wonderful. Oh my goodness me. Who's our last musical birthday? Yeah, very few musical birthdays today. In 1970, Sharon Corr, described as Irish Celtic pop rock violinist. Well, obviously with a surname Corr, she must be with the family Corrs, and she was indeed. And this is I Never Loved You Anyway. Oh, turn the sound up.
You bored me with your stories. I can't believe that I endured you for as long as I did. I'm happy it's over. I'm only sorry that I didn't make the move before you. And when you go, I will remember to send a thank you note to that girl.
That girl,
I see she's holding you so tender. Well, I just wanna say, I never really loved you anyway.
Quiet word with that girl.
Does she know you're not I must remember to say I never really loved you anyway.
Cores. I Never Loved You Anyway, that track was called, celebrating the birthday of Sharon Corr. Yes, great band, great group. And when I used to live up in Bedfordshire before moving down to Devon, I was quite often up at Luton Airport, and they used to have their private jet part there with their name emblazoned on the tail fin. Yes, the Cores. Here we are. That was our last musical birthday. So back to normal, well, so-called normal music. Here's Wings, obviously with Paul McCartney, Linda McCartney and Denny Lane, Letting Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new
is, of course, Paul McCartney, Denny Lane, and Linda McCartney. Now, taking us up to looking at tomorrow's front pages of the newspapers, how about Bryan Adams, Unplugged, Cuts Like a Knife? This is for Andrea.
Driving home this evening, I could have sworn we had it all worked out. You had this boy believing way beyond the shadow of a doubt. I heard you might have found somebody new. Well, who is it, baby? Who is he? And tell me what he means to you. I took it all for granted, but how was I to know that you'd be letting go? Now it cuts like a knife. Mistaken. There's times I thought I'd been misunderstood. So wait a minute, darling. Can't you see we did the best we could? This wouldn't be the first time things have gone astray. Now you've thrown it all away. And it cuts like a knife. But it feels alright.
there we are. Unplugged, he was. Yes. He's still recording it. Wonderful. Bryan Adams, Cuts Like a Knife, unplugged version from MTV. Oh, time for the papers. Oh, the 25th of March is, oh, calling us. Oh, my goodness me. Yes, 25:03:25 tomorrow, if you're writing the date down. And let's have a look. Oh, the times. We start the times. Trump team texts bombing plans to journalists by mistake. Mini headline at the top of the front page. Bank adds to growing pains for Chancellor. That's about the spring statement, which is on Wednesday. Sound advice for anyone unlucky in love or work. I'll have to buy the paper and read that. The Mirror exclusive. Arena bomb legacy. This victory is for my Marty. Victim's mum reveals anti-terror laws to make venues safer while will be passed. So it says, the ideally. Future of state pension triple lock questioned by Labour MPs. That'll help pay their pay increase that they're getting. The Guardian. Domestic abusers driving more victims to suicide, warn the police. Reeves and £2 billion pledge on social housing. And Mars rover finds traces of possible ancient life. Well, should have played David Bowie's Life on Mars. The Daily Mail. Labour to block bid to ban solar panels made by slave. Or by slaves, I should say. So Miliband can put them on schools and hospitals. And Reeves... excuse me, Reeves in hot water over free £276 theatre tickets. I suppose she'll be alright as long as she declared it to the House of Commons. The Daily Telegraph, threat to take reform donors OBE ignites free speech row. Politics. Reeves tries to buy off benefit rebels with £2 billion for housing. Europe are pathetic freeloaders, say leaked White House text. The Daily Express. Mr. Trump, wake up. Ukrainians are the victims. That's the front page of the Express. What's next? Oh, the Metro. Putin's brutal peace offering. And lastly, the Financial Times, as normal. Seeing red, protests back Erdogan rival. That's about Turkey. Trump threatens countries that buy Venezuelan oil with 25% import tax. And BYD beats rival Tesla to $100 billion sales milestone. Oh, I'm glad about that. Someone somewhere's happy about buying electric cars. Here's Badfinger, day after day.
Looking out from
finger and day after day. Great song. Next up, we have Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees, of course, and he released an album called Greenfields, the Gibb Brothers Songbook. And I thought this track was excellent. David Rawlings and Gillian Welsh. A great song. I think it's a great song anyway. Butterfly. Here's David and Jonathan, Lovers of the World Unite.
Lovers of the world unite. You alone know what is right. People all should feel way. Nothing shared,
dreams have died and no one cared. Just shame, man has only he to blame. Give him beauty, give him life. He created a toil and strife. It seems that just the young know how. So I ask them, listen now.
David and Jonathan, otherwise Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway, and a massive hit for them, Lovers of the World Unite. How about Hot Chocolate, You'll Always Be a Friend?
Is it time for me to go? I don't know. Did I hear you say you're not too sure of what we got anymore? Once I had a gentle mood to help me, but that is when I had you here beside me. Now it's gone. But in my mind, I know with time, when all is said and done, what we had could never. These things, they just do. And if I had my life to live all over, I'd do it all again, but make it better. That's what I do. Thank you.
split. You'll always be a friend. Oh my goodness me. That's a great statement. Here's Leo Sayer, and this is going to take us up to looking at tomorrow's weather, the 25th of the 3rd, 25. Wonderful Leo Sayer. I hear the laughter. Yes, indeed. Well, it's not a laughing matter because it's tomorrow's weather we're going to be looking at. Here's Henry and Alex and their little jingle. Come on now.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
Right, the weather for the 25th of March. And sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. My goodness me, was that wind not a bit chilly today? Oh, overnight temperature tonight is 5 degrees. Tomorrow, temperature highest, it'll be 15 degrees. And that'll be when the sunny intervals are actually sunny. And tomorrow night, 7 degrees low, which is a bit warmer than tonight. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 6 minutes past 6, and sunset tomorrow evening, 6:34 in the evening. So, something to look forward to. And, temperature daily is Wednesday and Thursday, 15, Friday, 11. Dear. Get the thermals out again. Who are we going to play next? Paul Simon, Late in the Evening. I forgot what I was playing. Oh my goodness. Concentrate, Gavin.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through, the next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. And down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked myself a J. And I turned my amp up loud and I began to play. And it was late in the evening, and I blew that room away. I said I'm gonna get that girl no matter what I do. Well, I guess I've been in love before. Once or twice I've been on the floor, but I never loved no one the way that I love you. And it was late in the evening, and all the music seeping through.
In the evening, it is indeed. It's coming up to midnight, and well, 4.5 minutes to midnight, and we are playing out with Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise. But before I turn the music up a bit louder, let's have a look at tomorrow's play schedule. And of course, Bob's here tomorrow at 9. At 12 o'clock, a replay of my Sunday show, Swing Across Midday. We've got our wonderful Janet telling stories from 2 until 3. We've got Batteries Included with Stuart Priestley at 4. The Duke at 6. The Rocking Lee at 8. And of course, I shall be back tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. So have a great day. Stay tuned to Sid Valley Radio, stay safe, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye bye for now.